You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday at that, and Fritzy has control over the menu. Uh-oh, what could go wrong? Come on in, stay a while. Coming up, the Hall of Famer Dick Vitale will join us. Also, Jeff Perlman, he's the author of Showtime. That's now been optioned by HBO. They're going to make it a series about the movie, the book. I should say the book, not the movie, but it's based off of Showtime Lakers. And Jeff Perlman has written a great book. We'll talk about that. The casting that's involved in Showtime, he'll join us a little bit later on. You can listen on Fox Sports Radio among our great radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400. You can watch on Peacock, and you can watch all 3 hours. Just download the app. By the way, if you're on our newsletter, I got something great for you. And it doesn't take anything, doesn't cost you anything to be on the newsletter. All you have to do is go to danpatrick.com. You sign up for the newsletter that comes out every single day. This is what we're doing. I told you it was going to be something fun, and we have close to 40,000 of you on the newsletter. You're going to be part of the calendar. First come, first serve. You send a picture of you with DP Show gear, and let us know what your birth date is. And your date, that February 25th, that's you. You will be on that date on the calendar. As many of you who send in pictures with DP Show gear, that's it. That's all you have to do. You can go to danpatrick.com. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. You'll get that every single day. But this allows you to be part of the calendar for next year's calendar. You're part of immortality.
Wow.
You can be associated with us goofballs there. Got a great theme for this year's calendar that we're putting together. But I thought, let's get as many listeners that want to send in their pictures. But if I got three people who send in for February 25th, first come, first serve. DP Show gear, all you need, send in the picture, and then you'll be on the DP Show calendar coming out. This will be later on this. It'll be in December. Then when that comes out. Yes, Paul.
A couple questions to clarify.
Okay.
First, this is awesome, Dan. Good job. Secondly, they're not replacing us. Are the listeners replacing us? We're still in.
You guys are still
beautiful.
In the calendar.
Okay. If we have more submissions than days in the year, will we add days to the calendar? Like maybe make it 375 days.
I will see if I can do that. I don't know, but I will see. By the way, the Penny Bang biscuits are for sale. You go to danpatrick.com if you you have a puppy. And if you get the Bang biscuits, send us a video. We're putting them all together with all the dogs that we have around here. Paulie's dog, my dog, Seton's dogs, and, of course, Penny is the house dog here. We love Penny. A rescue dog, the East Coast Canine Rescue Organization. And we've come out with these great dog treats. Gourmet dog biscuits made from scratch, healthy, all natural ingredients. And you can go to danpatrick.com. We have t-shirts as well. Some t-shirts that are appropriate for the month of April also there. Todd's got one on. Todd says,
I do.
Yeah, it says,
I'm a one seed. It should say, I need an XXL seed, but
okay.
That's not what the shirt
is. I mean, it's form fitting. And
it's okay on the arms and chest, but as you go lower, there are problems.
So I don't have elevator eyes with you.
I'm
try
glad
to
this
keep
desk
it,
is here.
I go right up there. I keep them right up there around your shoulder.
It's very good to have the desk here, stopping the bottom half.
So welcome to the program. Now, I was just telling Paulie that my wife said, "Oh, you should try this dandelion tea." So I said, "All right, I'll try the dandelion tea. It's a detox tea." My wife could poison me, and I would never know. Like, she'll just say, hey, how about fish oil? How about echinacea? Okay. Hey, how about some arsenic? Sure, why not? Yes, Paulie.
My wife gave me this big jar of vitamin C a couple months ago. She goes, take this every day. Just because it has a C on the front of the bottle, I don't know what's in here. She could have taped that on or drew it on.
But they're always, they mean well.
And trust me, okay, no, it's oregano oil in this. It's just diluted in water. You want to drink that. It's in shot glass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever you have like a little cough or sneeze, sniffle, my wife will go, oh, here's some echinacea. Here, drink it up. I'll put it in some orange juice. Drink it up. So I got fish oil, and I got the detox tea, the dandelion tea. And then, so I don't know what she's saying to me with the detox tea, but if I don't show up one day... I would say check on my wife.
Full inquiry?
Yeah, I would think so. What did you give him this morning?
The tincture gone wrong.
Tincture.
Yeah.
This program is brought to you by Simply Safe. Simply Safe Home Security. If you have 30 minutes, you'll never have to worry about a break-in at your home ever again. That's how quick it is to set up the security system from Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedan.com today. Customize your system. Get a free security camera. McLevin, I have a poll question. We got a play of the day. We got a stat of the day. We got a lot of things going on. So glad you're part of the program in whatever way you can. You can email, tweet, dial us up, watch. You can do all those things if you like. Baseball didn't have anywhere near full houses yesterday or last night, but just partial crowds made all the difference for me watching opening day. I spent a lot of time watching the Rockies and the Dodgers, watched a little bit of the Tigers yesterday, a little bit of the Astros and the A's, and you forget about the Astros got off kind of scot-free where the fans were going to be all in on the Astros and with the cheating scandal. Well, with the pandemic, fans weren't able to go out. And the Oakland fans, the ones in attendance, were letting the Houston Astros know that, hey, we got to make up for lost time with last year where we didn't get to boo you. Yes, Todd.
Yeah, virtual taunting kind of falls short. You really kind of have to be on top of them at on the field.
And there were a few fans let in during the playoffs, but for the most part, stadiums were empty last season. And no more piped in or fan noise, cardboard cutouts. And just listening to the crowd made a really big difference. And, you know, the poor person who's producing a TV, you know, the TV portion of the game, I mean, has to be so relieved. Imagine a cutaway to a fan who is an actual fan, not a cardboard cutout. I mean, let's face it, baseball, there's a lot going on in the stands. Sometimes there's more going on in the stands than on the field. But for the people lucky enough to be able to go to a baseball game, and McLevin and I were talking about that yesterday. Just to be able to go to a game.
Like, yeah.
I miss it. Just sitting there, even if there's nobody around me, but just sitting there and taking in a game on a sunny afternoon would be awesome. Yeah, McLevin.
We were talking on this side of the glass. I had never been to an opening day game because they were always during, when I was a kid, they were during the day.
Yeah.
And Paulie, though, however, got to skip school. Like, I think that would be a cool experience. I don't know if you ever got to go in Cincinnati because that was the first game, right?
Yes, we would just skip school. But Paulie actually brought a note to school asking for the day off to go see the Cubs opening day.
Yeah, 84 and Cubs opening day. And I went to a Catholic school and the nun was in the principal, Sister Judith Ann. And I actually told her, I'm taking the day off tomorrow to go see the Cubs play. And she appreciated my honesty. Instead of making up something like I have a family thing or a dental appointment, and it was Dwight Gooden's first game. And Dwight Gooden got rocked by the Cubs. And he was really skinny and no one knew who he was. And the Cubs were really good in 84. But it happened to be Dwight Gooden's first game as the Cubs home opener.
Yeah, I got to see a couple of home openers because it was always like a noon start in Cincinnati. It used to be a really big thing. By the way, you know, with baseball, and we have this discussion every year at this time, it feels like, when you have teams in the Northeast playing home games at the beginning of April. It's interesting TV. The Tigers game was really fascinating yesterday where it's snowing. Miguel Cabrera hits a home run, doesn't know it's a home run. He thinks that he's hit a double off the wall and he slides into second base. Not many guys slide into second base after hitting a home run, but Miguel Cabrera did that yesterday. I still don't know why you're not able to move those games to areas where you know the weather's just going to be a little bit better and ensure that you're going to be able to play a game because the Red Sox had their game rained out yesterday. COVID affected the Mets in the Nationals. I would have had another game at that time last night would have been beneficial. Not that you know or knew that COVID was going to impact you, but for TV purposes, ESPN has that exclusivity and they wanted that and didn't have a backup plan there. And if you tuned in to watch baseball, there was no game last night. But watching yesterday, certainly there was an awkward moment with the Dodgers game with the Rockies. And you had what you thought was a home run with Cody Bellinger. Here's the play-by-play call. This is AM 570, the Dodgers radio network. And this is a call of Cody Bellinger.
Bellinger with a fly ball to left center field and deep back to the wall. And it is off Tapia's glove, over the wall, and a home run. Now, wait a minute. Well, are they going to say that a fan interfered? And Dave Roberts is coming out. So, look, that's got to be a home run, guys. And the umpires, I think, are going to be looking at this one. And are they going to get a replay? Bellinger's still standing out on the field. The umpires are talking to him. Turner wasn't sure what in the world was going on.
That's Charlie Steiner with the call on KLAC. And the outfielder had the ball and then lost it. And Justin Turner doesn't know if it's a home run or not. So they pass each other. So Bellinger had a home run, but then it turned out to be an RBI single and then an out. Yeah, Paulie.
If I'm a Dodgers fan, to me, that's funny. When you're coming off winning the World Series, I think the Dodgers won like 72% of their regular season games last year, which has to be some type of record. That's funny when you're the defending World Series champs. Losing an opening day is no big deal when you're the World Series champ.
Here's the Dodger manager, Dave Roberts.
The explanation I got, Eric, was a ball that, you know, ultimately went out of the ballpark, but Cody, the batter runner, passed Turner. So when that happens, then the batter's automatically out.
All right. So kind of bizarre yesterday. Clayton Kershaw got roughed up, but it was beautiful weather in Colorado. You could see Bellinger's waving his hands at Turner. He's like going, what are you, like, go back. No, what are you doing? You just cost me. Yes, Todd.
Yeah, Turner thought it was caught, so he felt like he had to, you know, go back to first base, and they were like totally got confused and totally passed each other and screwed up the whole thing.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
McLovin, you have a poll question today.
Yes, this is paining me. I hate when you get robbed of a home run. I feel bad for Cody Bellinger. Okay, Final Four preview. This might be the dumbest question ever, but are you rooting for one of these four teams? Gonzaga, UCLA, Baylor, Houston. Is there a fan favorite for this group? Okay. I have one.
Okay.
I'm rooting for Gonzaga just because I want to see perfection.
Okay.
I usually don't root for the favorite, but this is feels like this is a, I don't know.
I guess if I'm rooting, it would be Gonzaga. Just, you know, go wire to wire here. Part of me with UCLA, you know, Mick Cronin, a Cincinnati guy, and who would have thought they would be in this position, but they've got to beat Gonzaga to get there to the finals. Yeah, I'd say I'd love to see history. Yeah, McLovin.
Although you would love to say McCronin a lot.
McCronin! Well, I'll be able to say that until Saturday night. Might not be able to say that on Sunday after that.
Okay.
What else do you
have? Another college basketball question.
All right.
I know we're not supposed to ask this, but would you rather coach North Carolina Tar Heels or a mid-level NBA team? I know Woj said that nobody would ever go back, but I'm going to give you that Tar Heels or the Atlanta Hawks.
I would rather coach North Carolina because it feels like the Atlanta Hawks, I might be there for 3 years or less. North Carolina, I could be there for 15 years. So I would say North Carolina. Now, I don't want to get into this. Hey, these are the candidates for the North Carolina job. I want North Carolina to tell me who they think the candidates are. If it's Hubert Davis, who's on the staff and former North Carolina Tar Heel, okay. But I think you got to be careful in saying, what about Brad Stevens for North Carolina? Okay, he would have to get fired or quit this week, the Boston Celtics. So you're going to leave the Boston Celtics. Now, if he's going to get fired because they're going to be substandard this year, but I don't know if that's even happening. You know, Danny Ainge, the GM, came out and was blaming the players, not Brad Stevens. But Brad Stevens was supposed to be up for the Indiana job. And I said, no, it's crazy to think that he's going back there. And I don't even want to start the rumor that, hey, Brad Stevens going to North Carolina. Okay, so he's not going to go back to Indiana, but he would go to North Carolina. He's from Indiana. Dad went to Indiana, but he's now he's going to go to North Carolina. Now he's going back to college basketball. Doesn't make any sense. And I don't think it's fair to that situation to even, it's not fair to the Celtics, not fair to Brad Stevens, not fair to North Carolina. Because if Brad Stevens gets fired today, then okay, we can start that conversation. If he quits today, then we can start that conversation. But you got to start recruiting. And North Carolina just lost one of their better players who just transferred. Like, you got to start doing work now. They just lost their seven-footer. Yes, Todd.
To appease the fan base and the alum and the boosters, does North Carolina feel compelled to at least reach out to Brad Stevens just so they can check the box and let everybody know, hey, we went for the big fish before anyone gets upset with who they may end up with coaching the team?
He's not John Wooden. Like, Brad Stevens did a wonderful job at Butler, but he's been a good coach with the Celtics. He hasn't won anything. But now all of a sudden you go, oh my gosh, we got to go after Brad Stevens. Okay, if you want to make a call and tell people that you made a call. If I'm North Carolina, find the right person for that job. I mean, who wants to stay in college? Now, this isn't a stepping stone job. North Carolina hasn't had many coaches. In my lifetime, hasn't had many coaches. It's almost like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, you go there, you stay there. Yeah, Paul.
Off McLovin's poll question, I think I'd rather be an assistant coach at North Carolina than the Atlanta Hawks head coach or the Sac Kings head coach.
Wow.
You're going to be churned out in 3 years, guaranteed. When was the last time the Hawks or the Kings have had a coach for more than 3.5 seasons? I'll bet it's a generation. You know, North Carolina, Hubert Davis has a great job down there as an assistant coach.
Yeah. Yeah, McLovin.
Now, are all the former Duke assistant coaches, Coach K, they're off the table. They can't hire a Woj or a Jeff Capel, or you can't hire a Duke guy at North Carolina, right? That would be sacrilege.
Like Tommy Amaker?
Yeah.
Bring him in from Harvard? I don't think so.
Wouldn't that be wild?
There's a separation of church and state where, hey, we respect you, you played well, you know, we're 8 miles apart or whatever it is in Durham, but you're going to stay millions of miles apart here.
Would that be like Ohio State hiring Harbaugh someday? Or?
Yeah, that would never happen. That would never. Like Brady Hoke's going to join the staff at Ohio State. That would never happen either. All right, so we'll settle on a poll. You got another poll?
Yeah, one real quick. Okay. Jeff Perlman coming up.
Okay.
Doing the Showtime book and the series. Which NBA team would you want to see a TV show about? And we could save these choices for later, but I feel like there's some good options. You got the Kobe Shaq Lakers, the LeBron Heat, the LeBron Cavs that won the title, and the KD Warriors. I feel like you could have a lot of good dramas about all these NBA teams.
Hmm.
Or maybe even the LeBron Lakers in the bubble. I feel like if you're going to go, all these teams are quite dramatic.
That doesn't sound as interesting. LeBron in the bubble.
Oh, you're right. There wouldn't be a lot of action.
They're not going on unless, you know, it's what was it? L.A. work?
I think you couldn't do that. So it's like Anthony Davis rents a movie. That's your thing.
Yeah. Or Lou Williams goes to get wings in Atlanta. Yes, Paul.
If you were going to open it up to other teams, if you looked at the early 90s Cowboys and there was a miniseries about that, I'd tune in.
Mm.
I'm tuning into that one.
As long as I know that I'm going to get the true story, the real story, because that's what makes it really compelling. Shaq Kobe Lakers, that would be fascinating. LeBron and the Heat, LeBron and the Cavs that won the title is a little more interesting. I'd say KD and the Warriors would probably be where I would go. But I don't know how juicy that is behind the scenes. I think it's just basically Draymond Green called out KD and said, hey, you know what? I know you want to leave after you win a championship. Other than that, I don't know if there's that much drama. Kobe and Shaq would have a lot of storylines. Yes, Paul.
We should make one about the most bland NBA team of all time, like the Kerry Kittles, Keith Van Horn, New Jersey Nets, and those hot days.
Yeah.
And the Meadowlands biting traffic.
The New Jersey Turnpikes.
Yep.
Yes, McLean.
I got one. The Al Horford, Paul Millsap, Hawks 61
Ooh.
Team.
Ooh.
That's like the ultimate hall of very good team.
That's like 10 episodes. Like the
Joe Johnson is on that team, too.
Of course he is. Got to have Joe Johnson on that team. Somebody's got to put up 18.
He rode up to practice in a beige Taurus.
He might be on the Hawks now for all we know. Joe Johnson's got to be somewhere.
Coming up next episode, Joe Johnson goes minivan shopping. He also goes for 18 points and 7 rebounds. That's next on the Atlanta Hawks. Joe Johnson has a sense of humor, right? He had a sense of humor when he came on, right? I think he did, didn't he? That's one of those where I kind of got done with the interview and I went, I don't know if I handled that professionally. Yes, Eden.
I'm looking for, I believe Joe Johnson gave us a fairly fantastic laugh.
Oh, he gave a great laugh.
That's how funny he found the, hey, did you have a minivan?
That was at the end of the story where he talked about pants shopping.
Yeah. What a real, how about a reality show just following Joe Johnson around? Yeah. Just what, how exciting could that
be? Picks up his kids from school in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
It'd be called mid-level jumper. Oh, what's a mid-range jumper?
Thank you. Thank you, McClellan.
Mid-level jumper. What the heck is that?
I have no idea. Maybe we should use that laugh for when Todd does his like mock headline.
Wow.
Kind of a, it's a slow rollout.
That's awful.
We'll take your headlines.
The combination of the headlines and that laugh.
Okay. All right. Let me take a break here. We'll have phone calls, settle on our poll question. Roy Williams steps down. Chris Beard takes the Texas job. Opening day. Final Four is Saturday with Houston, Baylor, UCLA, Gonzaga. We'll talk to Jeff Perlman, the author of Showtime, and Dickie V will join us coming up a little bit later on as well. 22 after the hour, this is the Dan Patrick Show. Weather's getting warmer. In fact, I'm looking outside. The big German has the camera on out in the Traeger area. Because on Meat Friday, I like to keep an eye on my Traeger grills. There are four Traeger grills out there, and they're all being used today. We got steak. What else do you have on your menu, Todd?
We've got garlic mashed potatoes. We got, I think, some kind of bacon-infused Brussels sprouts. Paulie doesn't like Brussels sprouts, but anything with bacon may be able to spice it up for him. And I hear there may be little mini hot dogs as a special appetizer with all that.
There are mini hot dogs out there. I saw that.
It'll be a beautiful day.
And the steaks look awesome.
New York strip.
They will be on the Traeger coming up. But I like to keep an eye on the Traeger because sometimes you get some of the backroom guys who try to sneak out there and maybe carve off a piece of steak there. There's Wi-Fi or technology. I can actually control the Traeger grill from right here, my desk. If I wanted to raise the temperature, I can do it right from my smartphone with the Traeger app. You can monitor what you're cooking, change grill settings. There's thousands of recipes to download as well. Go to your local dealer or visit TraegerGrills.com/DP Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you can get your podcast.
PGA Tour in San Antonio, the third oldest PGA Tour event, the Valero Texas Open. You can watch on Golf Channel later today or over the weekend on NBC. Got our play of the day coming up. We'll settle on a poll question. Our phone number is 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Chelsea in Nebraska joins us. Chelsea, what's on your mind this morning?
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Chelsea.
5'4", 7.5 month pregnant, 170.
Okay.
I was just calling because I was wondering if you would wish my super fan of a husband, Brett, a happy 30th birthday because we're still doing semi-quarantine birthdays. So I was just hoping that you could make his day.
Okay. And what's his name?
Brett.
Brett. All right. Anything special that you would like for me to say to Brett?
Nope. Just wish him a happy birthday. It would make his day.
Well, Chelsea,
he never misses a show, and I'm sure he's out in the yard working, listening to it right now.
Okay, but you're doing all the work. You're carrying the baby. You called into the show. Like, what is he doing? Yeah. What is Brett doing to pick up his end of the bargain here?
Well, we just built a house, so he's planting grass for me so I don't have to deal with the mud anymore.
You know what? Why don't you have your husband call me when it's your birthday, Chelsea? How about that?
Okay.
All right.
I will.
Or the baby's birthday.
All right. He's due in June, so.
All right. And his name is Dan?
Brett.
No, the baby. The baby's...
Oh, the baby. We don't really have a name yet.
Well, you do now. You do,
we now.
Do now.
Yes,
you do
right.
now. All right. Well, tell
my,
that.
My husband would be down for that completely because he's a freak about your show. So he would totally do it.
All right. Well, tell that loser, Brett, that happy birthday. And I can't wait for him to call me when it's your birthday, Chelsea. All right. And tell him to take you out to dinner, maybe give you a massage, you know, just treat you like a queen. And you deserve that.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that.
All right. That's Chelsea, Nebraska. Brett the loser. Who knows what Brett's doing right now?
You definitely made his day better.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Chelsea's like, yeah, why didn't you call on my birthday? Brett.
Brett.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Brett. We didn't do an April Fool's Day joke yesterday, and I'm not big on it. I don't know if anybody got... Well, you guys got burned by Michael Strahan where he fixed the gap in his teeth, and I thought...
Yeah, Strahan put out a video, I think it was at least 2 days ago, where he was in a surgical place, a dentist office, and he went through fixing the gap in his teeth. He said, you know, I've been waiting all these years to do it. I finally decided to do it, blah, blah, blah. And then he dropped yesterday, April Fool's, and the gap is back.
Yeah, but you don't wait till you're 50 to then fix the gap in your teeth. Now, a lot of people bought it because Strahan went through an awful lot to get the gap fixed. And then the April Fool's joke was he showed you that he did not get rid of the gap in his teeth. He just had something that they put in there temporarily. And that was good. I thought Bill Russell had a nice little prank that he's ready for a little comeback at whatever he is, age 87. Yes, Todd.
Didn't Tom Brady post
that
something?
That was not good at all.
He was bringing the Expos back next year. That was very...
Yeah, that was not. He was going to be the player, coach, owner. Now, he was drafted by the Montreal Expos, I believe, as a catcher. And so there is a little bit of connecting the dots there, but I was not fooled. Now, Edelman, talking about going to the Buccaneers, that one, okay. You had me for a little bit. George Kittle talked about going to the Jaguars. Now, I thought that was mean-spirited. Like, wait, George, really? Like, you're going to go to the Jags? You're making fun of the Jags? Yes, McLovin.
I got completely fooled by somebody else. Nate Burleson, our friend from the NFL Network, tweeted that he's leaving the show to get his own Hollywood show in L.A. Oh. He's on Extra.
Okay.
Total fake. I texted Peter Schrager, our buddy, his co-host, and said, hey, sorry you're losing Nate, man. I totally bought it 100% because it was very close to being real. Everybody bought it. It was fake.
The greatest, well, one of the greatest April Fool's Day jokes of all time was Sports Illustrated with Sid Finch. And George Plimpton wrote this article, long, long article about this guy who played a oboe or flute or something, and he was this phenom throwing the ball over 120 miles an hour. And it was brilliantly done by George. Yes, McLovin.
They said that they had to recreate his pitches for catchers. They had to drop a ball from a helicopter to get the velocity.
Yes. And then you had some other teams that, you know, you had catchers, like you had actual players who bought in or, you know, played along with it to sell the April Fool's Day ruse. But I don't think we've done one here. Since we left ESPN, I don't think we've done one. I did one with Rob Dibble where we made it seem like Rob didn't know. We didn't know that we were back on the radio and we were yelling at each other. And we had management coming in like they're banging on the window. You're on the air. And Rob and I were going back and forth having fun. Paulie, you were there.
Yes, it was a thing we came up with right before the show as you and Dibble were hosting. And I think we had on like Al Leiter. So it was a baseball heavy segment. And you did the entire segment and you didn't let Dibble get a question in. Mm. And since it was a baseball segment, Dibble got mad. So we came back from break cold with no return music. And you guys were in the middle of an argument. But you're off mic, so you're kind of like this, away from it.
And then I would yell, and then he's yelling at me like this. And then
And you kind of, he was like, I'm going to walk. And you called him a baby, and you booted him out of the studio. I'm not coming back if I walk out. And we had management people running down the hall with their little suits. That was great.
Yeah. Yeah. That's first time they got out from behind their desk in a couple hours, probably.
That's funny.
Probably spilled their coffee and, you know, their donut there. What? Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, should we do one now?
No.
Now I feel like we missed one.
No.
April 2nd jokes are the best.
Yeah. Yes, Seton.
I hate April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't like it. And then I'm trying to be a team player, though, because when you have kids, they're like, they think it's great. You heard of this thing, April Fool's Day? People play like, jokes on each other? Like, yeah, that's fun. It's going to be fun. You know, you just be a team player, good sport. But it's like, God,
Paul.
We did one years ago. I used to work with Tony Stewart, and Tony announced on his radio show that he was leaving, I think, Toyota or Ford was his major sponsor in his car. He goes, I'm signing with Kia. I'm going to drive a Kia next year in the NASCAR Cup Series. And he announced it dead serious. We had people calling the phones and going, what the hell is going on? Tony's people? Because Tony's people didn't know. And he didn't run it by anybody. He just said, I'm going to do this. It didn't go over very well, but it was fun that night.
There were a couple of things that I forgot about watching baseball yesterday. First of all, this is supposed to be a less lively baseball this year. I don't know how they're doing that. Baseball says Rawlings achieved that goal by loosening the tension of the first wool winding here. I don't know if there was anything in spring training that showed a difference. Baseball says teams were using 2020 baseballs for all of spring training. The new baseballs, 100% in play starting with opening day. And five more ballparks will store the baseballs in humidors, bringing to 10 the number of climate-controlled storage units in the 30 baseball parks. Extra inning rule at second base, that caught me yesterday. So this was prompted by last year's COVID-19 protocols to avoid long days at the ballpark, but this one's here to stay. Extra inning games last year ended in the 10th inning 69% of the time. That's up from 46% of the time in 2017 through 2019. The started second base, that one fooled me a little bit. Now, here's one that is going to eventually get to the major leagues, and that is better bases. And before you go, how do you make a better base? Well, they want to make them wider. In AAA, they're doing this. They have a base that's 18 by 18. That's 3 inches wider in each direction than the current base. And baseball is hoping to get more stolen bases by having this. But I think this is going to be used in AAA. The impetus for redesigned bases in the minors is to increase stolen base attempts, but every baseball player should advocate it for safety reasons there as well. And they're lower. They're 2.5 inches high rather than 3 inches high. You know, they're worried about when you slide in, if you slide in head first and you might injure your thumb. Restricting the shift, that's in the minor leagues right now, that the four infielders have to have their feet within the outer boundary of the infield dirt. That's when the pitch is thrown, you have to have your feet there on the outer part of the dirt. Yes, Paulie.
I really like this one. I know it's weird to have a line down the field and players can play on one side or the other, but there's lots of rules where players can play. In the NFL, you can't line up wherever you want on a football field. And in baseball, it looks unnatural sometimes when you're watching they shift eight dudes over to one side. It looks like a slow pitch softball game.
Yes, Seton.
I think if we're going to talk about the how great the MLB rule changes are, rule number one is don't compare them to the NFL. Hey, look at what they do in the NFL. That's pretty good. No. All we do is talk about NFL rule changes and how terrible they are. And like, why is this even a thing?
I disagree. I think the NFL is having a good run of rule changes. Like the extra point was a good one.
But they change their rules so often. That's my problem is they never. So it's like, I don't know, let's try it 1 year. You know, baseball feels like if they decide to change something, they're going to stay with it for some time. Like the 15-second pitch clock, that's in low minor league right now. I would love to see that. The automatic strike zone is eventually coming our way. You know, so there's some changes in baseball coming up this year, whether it's in the majors or in the minor leagues. Yes, Todd?
The shifting, that's part of the strategy of taking away something. If you have a problem with it, the other team needs to then, you know, practice swinging a little late to hit it to the opposite field, lay down a bunt if they're playing back. There's things you can do to try to counteract that. I don't understand how you could tell players where to line up and where not to line up in the game of baseball specifically. That seems ridiculous to me. And the 10th inning thing, you know, why are we in such a rush to end the game? It's like, oh, we got to get this game over with. Let's put a runner in scoring position that didn't earn the right to be in scoring position.
Thank you, Todd.
Back to you.
Scathing.
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
Is the shift rule like a zone defense in basketball or like 3-second rule in basketball where there's sort of a limitation on, I don't know, I think they got rid of that zone rule, but you can't be in the lane for 3 seconds.
It's like an illegal defense.
Yeah, like it's a little bit like that.
See, I don't believe in the illegal defense.
In basketball?
No, no. Like, whatever I can do to stop you. Now, I don't believe in any defense, just to let you know. But, hey, whatever the defense is, I don't care. Go ahead. Play it. You know, not that's an illegal defense here.
You're still complaining about the time they box and won,
you know. Oh, my God, I hated when they
Springboro?
Box. No, it wasn't Springboro box and won. It was
those sons of
Oakwood. Oh. Oakwood Lumberjacks those went box and won on me.
Oakwood best.
Yes. Damn it. I'm not over it. In 2020, 32% of all plate appearances resulted in a walk or a strikeout. Yesterday, even higher, 36% of all plate appearances ended in a walk or a strikeout. There were 2 9-inning games yesterday that went at least 4 hours. There were 2 that went over 3:30. The 9 games that lasted 9 innings, all but 2 of them were over 3 hours.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
My problem is not the length of the game, it's the amount of action during the length of the game. You could have a great game that could go 3.5 hours or 4 hours. Back and forth, a lot of movement, a lot of things going on. I'm fine with that. It's when you don't have movement and it goes, then it feels like it's even longer. There are times when you watch a game, you're at a game, you don't realize that it ended in this amount of time. I don't go to a game and go, how long was that? It just sometimes a game feels longer because there's less movement. Take a break. Play of the Day is up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Check this out.
Swung on, bounced towards third. It's yes. Over Riley's head and down the line, and the ball game's over. Gene Segura has won it. First ball swinging. He singles to left, and the Phillies walk him off on opening day. 3-2 over the Atlanta Braves.
Pitch to Arcia. Swinging a tapper. Hit over the mound. Here comes Kane to the plate. Slides. He's in. The Brewers win it on opening day on an infield hit by Orlando Arcia.
That's courtesy of the Phillies Radio Network, Brewers Radio Network, a 2-for-1 play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Built Bars. Built Bars, actually enjoyable protein bars. They taste great. BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code DP10. 10% off your order. BuiltBar.com, promo code DP10 at checkout. Yesterday, 13 games played, including 4 extra inning games, 8 one-run games. If you include the Phillies and Brewers, all 4 extra inning games ended in the 10th inning. So apparently, the extra inning rules are working. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Let's settle on a poll question here, McLovin.
Okay, I want to go the North Carolina versus a pro thing because I'll bet you, despite what Woj says, North Carolina wins 80-20.
Okay.
But that does really seem like such a dream job, though, because it's a pretty place. It's a stable program.
Okay, but give the wording on this.
Would you rather be the coach at North Carolina men's basketball or a mid-level NBA team?
Okay.
Not like the Lakers or Celtics.
No. Although the Celtics may be playing like a mid-level NBA team here. But
I guess that's unfair to lay. I don't know what mid-level is. I feel like the Kings. Does that mean?
How about the Orlando Magic?
Oh, that's
the definition of mid-level.
I don't even know if they're mid-level.
Well, now they're tanking.
Yeah. But. They sold off everybody. Brad in North Carolina. Hey, Brad, what's on your mind today?
Hey, BP. Obviously, a bit of a sad day for us yesterday, but congratulations to Coach Williams on a great career. He's by far the most competitive person I've ever known. His son Scott played on our Pee Wee baseball team, and Roy got asked to leave the field one afternoon because he was arguing balls and strikes with the umpire, and I don't think they actually called balls and strikes in Pee Wee. But as far as the coaching search goes, Bubba Cunningham has acquitted himself to be an excellent athletic director at North Carolina with all the titles across the department. I trust in him. If it stays within the family, great. Hubert or Wes Miller will be great. I would have said that barring the situation that Gonzaga's in, where it looks like they're probably going to win the championship, Mark Few would have been an option because he and Roy are so close. But I just trust the process with Bubba. I think he will do a great job.
All right. Well, thank you, Brad. But
all right. Thanks, Lee.
Mark Few's not leaving. He could have left before. I mean, if he was leaving, it might have been 15 years ago. I'm going to guess you get a raise, got a chance to go undefeated, win a national title, good team coming back next year, recruits coming in. Sometimes I think we hold these jobs in such high regard because we're so close to it. And then you realize maybe it's not as coveted as you think, like the Indiana job. Oh, everybody, like Brad Stevens going to drop the Celtics job to take the Indiana job. Yeah, Paul.
I have Mark Few as not even the top 50 highest paid coaches in America, college basketball. Mm. It appears he makes about $2 million a year. It's unclear on any bonuses. But the value to that university is, that's unbelievable what he's done. The awareness of Gonzaga University.
Yeah. And you know, Dan Monson deserves some credit as well because he kind of put Gonzaga on the map and then he left, I don't know how many years in, and took the Minnesota job, but he might have been there, I think, less than 5 years that he was there in Gonzaga. Yes, McClellan.
I hate to ask this, but Scott Drew with Baylor, is that a program where you jump up to the next level? I know they're very good. I looked it up, he makes $3 million a year, which is good.
Sometimes... You can be happy where you are, content where you are. It's okay. I think that coaches have got it in their heads that I got to keep moving, got to keep moving, got to keep moving. And like, if you said to Rick Pitino, should you have left Kentucky? You can go down through history with coaches who maybe left a job that was the job that was right for them, but you want to get more money. You know, maybe go to a better conference, whatever those reasons are, you compete against you. That's what it comes down to. Are you happy where you are? If Mark Few's happy where he is, good for him. And Brad Stevens, you'd be crazy to leave the Celtics. It's the Celtics. Now, North Carolina is a wonderful job, but I don't think that Brad Stevens is going to be entertaining that possibility there. All right, we'll get to more phone calls coming up next hour. We'll talk to Jeff Perlman, the author of Showtime, now being made into a TV series on HBO. And Dick Vitale, Dickie V, will join us coming up as well. We will discuss the difference between a pro day 40-yard dash and a NFL scouting combine 40-yard dash, because there's a big difference. It feels like everybody at their pro day runs a whole lot better than what they really are. And that can make you a whole lot of money, too. When somebody runs a 4.440 and they're a quarterback and you go, whoa. And then you realize maybe they're running like a 4.5 something. 1 hour in the books, two more to go on this Meat Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out the first hour. It's golf time, golf season. Phil Mickelson, Xander Schauffele, John Rahm, and me all play the Callaway Chrome Soft. They may not know that I play it, but I'm just letting you know. Callaway's Chrome Soft is the number one selling tour ball because most golfers love the combination of incredible distance, soft feel, short game control. But then there's Callaway's number one ball on tour. That's the Chrome Soft X. The ball is designed to give elite players precise shot workability, and amazing feel around the greens. And if you want to hit some bombs, Callaway's got you dialed up as well. The longest tour ball, the new Chrome Soft XLS. Low spin profile provides max distance off the tee with tour level short game spin. Chrome Soft, it's the ball that changed the ball. But Chrome Soft isn't just better, it's better for everyone. You can find a golf ball. Find your Chrome Soft today at callawaygolf.com/chromesoft. callawaygolf.com/chromesoft.